The Dog and Joe Show on 93.7 The River. Call The Dog and Joe Show at 916-766-9370.
Hey, Tim, good morning. Appreciate you hanging. What's going on?
All right, so I'm kind of with you on that with the car thing, but I like the, if I could tell, it's the girl's vehicle, and it's like, you know, some kick-ass lifted Jeep or something like that, and it looks like they put a bunch of money into it, and you can tell it's hers, you know, and I don't know, something about that just seems really cool. Like,
see, here's what I see when chicks drive these big trucks, you know, they got lifted trucks, I don't care if it's a Dodge Chevy or, you know, Ford, I don't care what it is, or a Jeep. I see a chick that I look at it and I think, what happened? What happened to her? Right. What was she raised in a house with brothers? A
little tomboyish kind
of? Yeah, or is she trying too hard to fit in with the bros? You see, and right. or did she
maybe pick, she just likes it.
Maybe
there's
she
girls that like that stuff.
Maybe she picked it up from a divorce.
Oh.
But I always just think when I see the chicks doing a lot of the more typical guy stuff, I'm like, huh, she came from a house of brothers, or she really wants to attract a certain guy and put on this air of this is who I am. And it's kind of like the guy in the big lifted truck thing, or a Matt Lauer on a Harley Davidson. It's like they're trying too hard to attract a specific somebody.
Well, I don't like it to be like a pavement princess. You know, I want it to be looking like a wheeler, like, you know, kind of, she knows what she's
doing. So you want like a 78 Travelall that's all camoed out, that's got a snorkel on it.
Yeah, but you can look at it and tell they put money into it and some time or, you know, whatever. But I don't want like this super pretty pavement princess.
Okay, you know, so you want an enthusiast. You want a chick that goes up and rock crawls.
You know, that's all badass. And I look over and I expect to see Bubba or whatever, and it's some hot chick. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
And you can tell it's hers, you know what I mean? She's got some kind of stickers on it, so it's like her, you know.
Got to be able to tell it's hers, you know.
Yeah, you want like girl power and flowers on it.
Driving that thing. And,
okay.
Yeah, I just think that's cool because it's kind of off the beaten path a little bit. Like, because you would expect to look over and be like, okay, yeah, that's a nice pavement princess. Saying you're trying to fit in, be, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But if she's using it for what it's supposed to be used for, kind of like the you know, dirt biking or something. It's like that's
you
cool,
want functionality. You
know? Hey, along
it's
those lines,
it's on the beaten path.
When I was telling you about motorcycles, we were dirt biking and we were dirt biking with a group of people that had no idea who they were. All had helmets on. We all get back to the thing, and one of the best dirt bikers of the group pulled a helmet off. Yeah. Underneath the helmet was long strands of blonde hair, and it was one of the prettiest girls I had seen.
Uh-huh.
Riding a dirt bike, just kicking guys' butts. And I'm telling you, it was majorly attractive.
Huh.
And I was happily married at that point in my life, you know, and I'm not a cheater. It was really, it was an attractive thing to see.
Yeah, I love seeing it. Like, you know, I always told you, man, I'd watch that MMA back when Ronda Rousey was in UFC. And, I mean, I'd collapse almost sometimes.
That was attractive to you.
Watching her get in the octagon and do that stuff. I mean, sometimes I'd collapse. I'd be out of breath, you know, just watching her go at it. I mean, it did something. And along those lines, this is the same
so
thing.
It's so descriptive.
I'm sorry. I love yoga pants. You guys know that about me. But this is what I'm talking about. When a chick walks out, like you're driving down Midtown, you know, and a chick comes out and she's all sweaty and all that. She's got her yoga pants on and the yoga mat's all rolled up. She just got done doing her downward dog and all that.
Absolutely.
I like that, okay? I'll look at that. That I can appreciate. But there's something a little bit different when you're cruising around somewhere and you got some chick that's coming out. She's got the yoga gear on, but she's got like a tennis or a golf jacket on and a gym bag. She's coming out of a country club. And she's got a lot of jewelry on.
What is this country club thing to you? Is this the whiskey? Is the whiskey's coming out here?
I haven't told you a data. I've been cruising around country clubs a lot lately.
It's the golf and the whiskey. I mean, you're getting this mentality.
No, what I'm talking about is it's a higher class or wanting to demonstrate a higher class. They come out and you can just see they got like a little tennis jacket on and they've got like this little.
Is she maybe coming from a tennis lesson?
Possibly.
Okay.
Yeah, there's something to be said about that. And you look at it and you're like, wow, you're just nothing but pure trouble. But
why do you want that?
Yeah, because it just looks fun. You look at it, you go, yep, I would.
No.
Yeah,
no,
you just see high maintenance, and she's got like gold on, and she just got done working out, and you know that she went in and she showered and she redid her hair, and she comes out of the gym and she's got makeup on. You're like, holy crap, I couldn't live with it, but boy, I'd love to lay with it.
That scares me.
Yeah.
That really, what entices and excites you scares the living bejesus out of me.
Dana, put up the picture of Matt Lauer, if you could. Everybody's got to see him riding his new Harley Davidson.
Please take a moment and check him out.
Yeah, yeah. And I think he's going to be riding around the Hamptons a long, long time before any chick swings a leg over it.
I don't know about that. Well, they swing a leg off of it.
Yeah. He's on Facebook. You can check him out. Matt Lauer and his new Harley Davidson. Hey, I'm surprised he didn't try to get qualified. He's not doing anything else. He could have had a chance to win the fat or the slim.
It looks pretty close to the one we gave away.
Yeah. It's waiting for you on Facebook. Here comes AC/DC.